The European Union's law enforcement agency says Friday night's cyber attack has affected more than 200,000 people in at least 150 countries, and that number is expected to rise as workers log into their computers on Monday morning. For more, Europe correspondent James Glenday joins me from London. James, what are the experts saying about the scale of this attack?
Well, Europol says that the scale of this attack really is unprecedented. Variants of ransomware have been around really since the birth of the internet and even the days of floppy disks. But Europol says that the spread of this piece of software, which is called WannaCry or WannaCrypt, was unprecedented in scale because it was also combined with a worm application, an application which essentially replicates itself in order to spread to other computers. And that is why so many users, from the Russian Interior Ministry to FedEx, to Germany's main railway company and Britain's National Health Service, were affected by this so quickly and so indiscriminately as well. Now, what Rob Wainwright, Europol's director, is worried about is that there will be a spike of new infections this morning when people return to work if companies haven't taken enough precautions over the past few days.
Well, that is a concern because the attack was launched on Friday afternoon, maybe deliberately, to catch companies when they had downtime over the weekend. None of those computers might have been left on over the weekend, so the infection will be worming its way across different networks. So for those companies that are not running on up-to-date systems, that haven't patched where they should have, they better make sure that they've done that before people turn up to work on a Monday morning.
That's Europol Director Rob Wainwright speaking there. James, what are the authorities doing to catch the criminals behind this attack?
Well, authorities know that a large number of previous ransomware attacks have originated in Eastern Europe. This is something that Europol has been looking at for some time. Now, unfortunately, some people ultimately pay the ransom to get their files back. And it seems that so far, the criminals behind this program have made about $30,000 Australian. And what Europol is doing is it's working with intelligence agencies and law enforcement agencies across the globe to look at where that money is going to. They're also analysing the program itself, trying to trace where it first came from. But of course, the major concern at the moment is stopping the spread of the virus and any new tweaks or variants that are being developed to get around the patches or software upgrades that have been put in place.
Yeah, what's the threat to Australian computers and what do security agencies want people and companies to do to stop the spread of this sort of virus?
If you're in Australia and you have an old Windows operating system, you haven't done any upgrades, then I would suggest that you probably are at risk at the moment in Australia. There are some reports that a couple of Australian companies may have been infected by this. But importantly, what security agencies want people to do is not only keep your software current, but also back up all your files. Because a virus like this one, all it does is essentially locks away or locks up a person or company's data. And if you've got a separate backup, then you can just delete everything on a computer or network and then rebuild it without paying any sort of ransom. And that's what we've seen happen here in the UK over the weekend and in parts of Europe, where many of the businesses affected have been able to restore their files from backups, which is inconvenient, time-consuming, no doubt, but not damaging in the long run.
Europe correspondent James Glenday.